You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. It is April, and we are celebrating National Volunteer Month. We have some fun guests on the phone with us, and in studio with me, I have Juliana Schultz, Program Manager of the Lutheran Young Adult Corps with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here to talk about and with some volunteers with the Lutheran Young Adult Corps. Welcome, Juliana. Well, thanks for joining me in studio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell me, give me your elevator speech for the Lutheran Young Adult Corps. I know we've talked about it before, but yeah. It's an awesome program.
Well, thanks. We like it. Lutheran Young Adult Corps is a brand new opportunity. We're in our very first year. We put young adults 18 to 26 into long-term full-time service opportunities, primarily in urban areas. So we have young people who are serving right now full-time with churches, with campus ministries, with recognized service organizations. They do that in Boston, St. Louis, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge. We provide their housing and a stipend and allow them to then expand the ministry and the capacity of those churches, particularly in urban areas, to be able to share the gospel and for them to have some experience there serving and learning and growing in those cities.
It's such an awesome experience. I wish this was around when I was the right age to do it. It's a great program and for really good experiences for young adults.
I think so. I'd like to design it in a way that if I were a young adult, I'd want to do it. So a little selfish when I designed it, but yeah, I'm excited, and I'm excited for you guys to get to hear a little bit from some of our participants.
Absolutely. So joining us on the phone, we have Madison, Courtney, and Hayden. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where are you guys serving right now?
We are serving in New Orleans, Louisiana.
And what are you doing?
Everything. we work with a recognized service organization called Camp Restore, which is a mission that opened up after Hurricane Katrina, which we kind of house volunteers that come from all over the country. And they stay with us, and we feed them. And then during the day, they go out and serve in all kinds of nonprofits and ministries all over the New Orleans area, as well as do construction from the hurricane and from natural disasters that have happened since Hurricane Katrina. There have been further hurricanes, as well as a tornado that hit New Orleans last February. So we have the opportunity to work with those volunteers when they're here. We serve meals. We just do general camp maintenance, and then we go out with those volunteers. Hayden does a lot of construction, and he also gets to go out to the partner sites that we work with. So that's kind of one of my favorite things to do, at least, is to work with the food banks and the community gardens, and to just kind of develop that community and relationship with the people who live in New Orleans, who are still trying to rebuild and just refoster that resiliency that the New Orleans community has.
Now, Hayden, what prompted you to first consider doing all of this volunteer service and dedicating your time to doing this?
Well, I'd always knew throughout my high school experience that I wanted to get out and do something with the year I had before going immediately into college. I wanted to go out and serve, which is what really prompted me into doing this.
And you get to do construction work. Is that something that that you were interested in before you were a volunteer, or is that something that you've had to learn how to do?
Well, I wouldn't say it was something I was really interested in. When I applied for the program, I didn't really know what I was going to be doing, so I was kind of prepared to do anything they needed me to do. But I did have a little bit of construction experience before I joined, but I certainly learned a lot while I'm here.
And Courtney, what prompted you to dedicate your time to this service and this volunteering?
I actually did a lot of service throughout my high school career. It was a requirement for my school, but it kind of became a passion for me and just something that I wanted to do all the time. And it didn't really feel like work anymore. So I wasn't really sure what school I wanted to go to and what I wanted to study in college, and I knew that I loved service. So as well as Hayden, I really didn't know what kind of service I would be doing with the Lutheran Young Adult Corps, but just the opportunity to serve and to be in community, like building our faith together, it just seems like the perfect thing to do for me.
Absolutely. And Madison, what have you learned about yourself as in your last, has it been 8 months of volunteer service that maybe you didn't really know about yourself before you started down this journey?
That is a good question. I feel like I've learned a lot about how even when something is hard and you've never really done it before, at least for me, I'm not really afraid of learning new things and trying to do new things now. Like, I was never remotely interested in construction work, and I'm honestly still not. but I've gained a lot of skills. Like, Courtney and I made a cornhole set for our volunteers a couple months ago, and I would have never been able to just go out and do that, but like, we worked together and we made it work and it looks really good. And I always been a very terrible artist, but I can cut in when I'm painting now on the ceiling and the baseboard. I don't make a mess anymore because I've practiced these things and I've dedicated my time to getting better so that I can make these the houses that we're working on almost like it was before Katrina. So I've learned a lot about, like, you know, how even if I don't want to do something, like it's not my passion, I can still work hard and do this thing that I'm not necessarily interested in to help somebody else out. And I like knowing that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take too much for me to help people.
And cutting when you're painting a room is a very specific skill. I learned that a few years ago, too.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. So good on you for learning that. Courtney, what about you? What have you learned about yourself in these first 8 months of your service?
I have learned that I love cooking.
Ah.
Me too. that's actually my favorite thing to do with the volunteers. We have a cook here. Her name is Miss Lorraine. And we actually have a senior center that meets on our campus during the day. So she makes lunch for them. And so we serve breakfast and dinner to the volunteers and lunch to the seniors. And my favorite thing to do is to cook with Miss Lorraine and learn how to make gumbo. Today she's making jambalaya. And to have the opportunity to kind of express myself through cooking, to bring a little bit of my hometown from Denver down to New Orleans. So, you know, we serve jambalaya and gumbo and all of those New Orleans dishes, but we also get donations from Restaurant Depot sometimes. So they'll give us something that not everyone knows how to cook. And so just today I was actually trying to make a couscous pasta salad, which Miss Lorraine has never made before. So just the opportunity to cook with her, to learn from her, and to just have new ideas all the time, and to serve the volunteers in that way, I feel like it's the easiest way for me to just spread my love to them.
And I will add that Miss Lorraine is one of the most wonderful human beings on the planet, so being able to spend any time helping her is always a blessing. It just makes the day better. We talked to her for like an hour this morning, right? Yeah. It's
so beautiful.
We're going to have to come down there and taste some of this jambalaya and gumbo.
I've been down and can verify that they are excellent cooks and that Miss Lorraine is lovely. One of the great chores is I get to go visit these guys, and they have just a great support around them, guiding them. And certainly at Camp Restore, they have a number of staff people who are there looking out for them. So that's always nice, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned how this program is supported. Hayden, how are you supported, or how do you see the community or the church supporting you in this role as you're volunteering?
Well, really, we get supported from pretty much everyone around us, from the other interns that we're working with to the other staff, Miss Kathy, and then even like the volunteers we have come in. They'll ask us about what we do, and then they'll ask us about ourselves and stuff, and then they'll give us encouragement and stuff like that. And as well as pretty much any church we go to. We've gone to a couple of churches, and they've all seemed quite invested in what we're doing here, and they've all offered words of encouragement.
And we just have a couple minutes left, but maybe the most important question. Madison, how has this year, or how has this service helped you grow in your faith?
It has been a tremendous boost to my faith. Like, when I was walking into this, I really had no idea what I was doing. And I do like to have a lot of control over the circumstances that I'm in. And I have had to give a lot of that up because I don't know what I'm going to be doing each and every day. I don't know where I'm going to be going. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who I'm going to meet. It's not always easy to be here. Like, the circumstances can be stressful in terms of, you know, anything from work to just regular life. And I have, like, I don't know, my life back home, it wasn't necessarily easy, but I was always, like, I never had to worry about anything. I'm not saying I have to worry about things here, but just because it's something that is so new and different, I really have had to just, like, start trusting God that He is going to take care of me no matter what, and that He is good no matter what. And I have seen Him work in so many different lives here. And, I mean, I've met so many people who are here during Katrina, like Kathy Wendling. She's our supervisor. And every Monday morning, she'll talk to the volunteers about her experience with the hurricane and how she is so grateful that 12 years later, volunteers are still coming here to serve the city and to help restore it to what it used to be before Katrina. And so I'm just surrounded, like, by people like her who have such great faith in God and, like, such grace and thankfulness in their hearts. And it's really, I'm not saying that I'm developing that too. I'm not, but I feel like I am a little bit, because I'm starting to just see how much God is using the people here and, like, even using me to spread His love. And I think, I don't know, it's just been an incredible 8 months for me in terms of my faith. I grow every day, and each and every day I'm more and more thankful that I'm here.
Madison, Courtney, and Hayden serving at Camp Restore in New Orleans. It's been a pleasure having you on the phone with us today. Thanks for sharing your stories.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Juliana?
If they want more information, you can go to lcms.org/YACORPS or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lutheran YA Corps.
Absolutely. We're celebrating National Volunteer Month on the Coffee Hour this month. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.